Folks, I want to invite you to join the Free Mexican Air Force tonight. I know these are political times, and this is a completely political nightmare, but I just want to invite you just to simply join a mailing list, the FBI, the CIA, the DAI, the DAR, NRA, nobody will see this mailing list except ourselves, members of the Free Mexican Air Force, because sometimes we have gatherings, and I'd like to invite you to a gathering like Jerry and I were at last week down there in Blanco, Texas, little place we have down there called Camp Howdy. Over in Camp Howdy, we were sitting around in the campfire one night, just kind of surprising ourselves when we heard this rumbling in the underbrush. Out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre with dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot, rolling eyes, smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat and a leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots, and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body, and he took one look at us and he fell face down in the campfire. He sucked up all the flames, spit out a smoke ring, and a live coal. And he said, which is South Texas for, I don't know your word for that.
Gee, that hurt.
It kind of means, he said, "Whoa, what are you boys? Hippies?" "Howdy," I said. "We're vegetarians." "Veggie what?" "Say, boys, y'all climb out of that campfire. You come with me, because I want to teach you about the true spiritual sport. Y'all boys gonna fly with the Free Mexican Air Force tonight." Well, when he said spiritual sport, I climbed right out of that campfire and went on back into my L.L. Bean catalog tent. And I helped Jerry into his comfortable pair of mail order yogi trousers, all cotton with the extra flap, and he slipped into a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes and keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long. And we felt kind of ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan out across the bean field to an old B-25 bomber that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. This is Beauregard's hat. So we came to an old B-25, and it had peace and love written on it in day-glow colors over the camouflage. And we climbed aboard, and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot's seat, and I felt proud. And then he whistled. A little more reverb on that.
There you go.
And out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a bunch of hombres in sombreros and pajamas, and they came running up and they pulled the blocks out from under the wheels. And we started rolling down across the bean field in the midnight moonlight. And when we got to the end of the bean field, why, I noticed that there was a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, "Bo," I called him Bo, "this thing fly?" "What are you, Bo, superstitious?" Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field. Plummeting down through the void, not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. And I turned to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment, and Beauregard just smiled and handed me something that looked like the New York Times rolled into a giant cone shape, the fuse at one end. The fuse was lit. He popped the little end in my mouth and blew on the fuse. Spiritual sport began to take on a new dimension. And I began to say, ah. Beauregard looked over at me and handed me a bottle filled with a golden elixir. And I looked in the bottom of the bottle of the golden elixir, and there was a little green worm. And the worm was smiling at me. And the worm said, "Kiss me, you fool." Kissed the worm. Then Beauregard looked over at me, his eyes filled with confidence and love. And he said, grabbed the little wheel. A miracle. The right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat, into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when this song came to my mind.